Martindale. You're listening to KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. Shout out Lady J for another slamming episode of Songs of the Soul. This is MSG Radio, hosted by me, DJ Shrimp Chips. Your dutiful Tuesday 6 p.m. host. If you're just tuning in and haven't heard yet, KFAI has officially kicked off our spring pledge drive. It is already that time. And as we ease into this next hour and you consider whether you're able to support, think about how KFAI is one way that you can make sure that, like, real trusted, community-rooted information and resources reaches you. You know, we've gone through and are still experiencing deportations and detentions and ICE presence here in the Twin Cities, and I know even for me as a listener out in the world, being able to tune in to KFAI and hear my neighbors, my fellow community members in Minneapolis, South Minneapolis, North, St. Paul, Frogtown, just like perspectives and information from all these different voices has been like really valuable and honestly like really comforting to me as well, to know that I'm not alone. Yeah, so if you share that sentiment, please consider giving us a call here or donating online at kfai.org. If you want to give us a call in the studio, the number is 612-375-9030, 612-375-9030. Anyone who donates in the name of MSG Radio is going to receive a dope lino cut. It reads Hua Ma Rong Bing, which is Chinese for fire horse melts ice. Super dope. If I do say so myself, it's like a small 3x3 lino I made. That's what you'll get if you donate. Keep it locked. as y'all enjoy the drone out there. New stuff from Laurel Halo. Actually a track from an original motion soundtrack. Wanted to hop on the mic and remind y'all that KFEI is in the midst of our spring pledge drive, fundraising drive, and as you may guess, KFEI, like many other previously publicly funded entities that received funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, as well as individual donors like you out there listening, has taken a pretty big hit. In prior years, we used to get about 8% of our annual operating budget from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We have absolutely 0% of that now. We had like one final $22,000 like payment from the CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, just to cover music licensing fees. And now we don't have that. And yet we know that KFEI still is like such a critical resource for folks to stay informed and grounded and connected to each other. And so we are really asking for folks, in the same spirit that of mutual aid, to also help make sure that this precious resource, this community resource of ours, is able to continue operating. Not just providing, like, you know, your daily 12 p.m. Democracy Now! Broadcast, or your Northern Sun News, and other, like, Sunday broadcasting from various different, like, communities who speak different languages, which is, like, such an important resource that, I mean, like, name me another, like, community radio station that really makes space for like people to speak on air in languages that are not English. And like, especially knowing since Operation Metro Surge started this past December 2025, that like those resources that are for, by and for community members in languages that they can access, like how important that is. I mean, I hope that you'll show us some love in that way, the same way that you show your neighbors love. We're your neighbors on here too, on the radio station. And you're a part of the community as well if you're listening, like if you're a part of like the KFEI community, if you're a listener. And so think about donating as a way of giving back to community. Yeah, your support really matters. Like, KFEI does not run on a big budget at all. Like, our average annual operating expenses, which I didn't even know this before, it is well under $1 million. It's $730,000. And our average daily operating cost is $2,000. None of the volunteers who are DJs and hosts are paid. We all do it out of the love and for community. And so we're really running on the generosity and love of our communities, and I hope that you'll consider sharing some of that love as well. You can do so at kfei.org. You can donate there. We have some dope swag for this round of fundraising, or you can give us a call. The number is 612-375-9030. We've got Mike waiting on the other phone line for you to give him a call. And again, if you donate to MSG Radio, I'll make sure that you get a cool lino cut made just from me, DJ Shrimp Chips. Thanks again, and more after the break.
With a library card, you can access library resources without leaving the home, on your phone, tablet, or computer. Services include online tutoring for kids grades K through 12, job skills, newspapers in multiple languages, and more. Trusted information, learning, and support is available anytime, wherever you are. Learn more at your local library's website or MELSA, MELSA.org, to get started.
Support for KFAI comes from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Mary Halverson and Canis Major Sunday, April 5th. Guitarist and composer Mary Halverson takes the Cedar stage with her newly assembled quartet, Canis Major. Touring with her latest release, About Ghosts, Mary Halverson's music strikes a balance between structure and free improvisation. Opening the show is Nelson Devereaux. More information about Mary Halverson and Canis Major is available at thecedar.org.
I want to give a shout out to Mary and Robert for so kindly contributing to KFAI, helping make sure that MSG stays on the air. Thank you so much. If you want to be part of the cool MSG listener club, you can follow Mary and Robert's example and donate again at kfai.org or kfai.org/donate, or give Mike a call at 612-375-9030. This now is Forest Swords.
one kiss, one a sea of love.
Hearing right now is Romeo Poirier with Le Bématiste. Romeo is a Belgian artist. Before this was Yusu with A Jewel, a new track from her. Also had a Flora Yun Wang remix of a Si Diab song called Erratum. And then before that was Forest Swords with Survival. You're listening to MSG Radio, the sound of umami. You're also listening to KFAI, non-commercial community-powered radio, or like as CRZ likes to call it, KFAI 90.3 FM, The Resistance. Because that is what we are, and I do think that, like, especially in 2026, which has already felt like 10 years or so, 3 months in, we have certainly proven to be just that, the resistance. I'm going to read for y'all this copy that I feel like is, I don't know who wrote it, if it was Ellie or someone, but this slaps, and I hope that it helps sort of contextualize where KFII is coming from in this fundraiser. So here we go. Community radio. Hold on, let me get this other thing pulled up for you. All right. Fresh Air Inc. began in 1973 with a simple but radical idea. The airwaves belong to all of us. Community radio exists to fill the silences left by mainstream media, making space for unheard music, untold stories, and voices too often pushed aside. Since 1978, KFAI has been a living expression of that vision. From the boardroom to the basement, from the mic to the mailbox, we amplify communities that commercial media, which is important in this day and age, overlooks. Diasporic, LGBTQIA+, two-spirit voices among them. We broadcast to build bridges, deepen understanding, and uphold justice as a shared lived value. I mean, talk about mic drop. Like, if you hope to see this continue in a world that is increasingly and very sadly overrun by AI and the relentless pursuit for AGI, artificial generalized intelligence, and super quote intelligence and algorithms, like, please consider donating to KFAI. You can do so at kfai.org/donate, or you can give Mike a call. Mike's one of our volunteers who is next door here, next door to Studio 4. Number for Mike is 612-375-9030, 612-375-9030. And whoever donates in the name of MSG, I'm going to send you a cute, rad 3-inch by 3-inch lino that I carved myself that says Huama Rongbing, which is Chinese for fire horse melts ice. Because if KFAI hasn't been melting ice, I don't know who has. Like, we've been doing it through the medium of, like, voices and music, and, like, providing a space for people to, whether it's like to get their information, whether it's to just have, like, a little bit of reprieve from the daily onslaught of fascism, let's be real. That's, we're here for that. So hope you can support and make sure that we continue staying on air. Again, our, like, daily cost to operate is $2,000, and we lost 8% of our funding in the last year due to literally the Corporation for Public Broadcasting being completely axed by the Trump administration. So please help KFAI continue to be a community resource and continue to be a space where, like, everyday community members are invited to be on air. One thing that I am hoping to do more of in 2026 is invite more of my friends on air and more people in community to, like, share stories, to curate sets and all of that. So If you want to support that, give us a call, 612-375-9030, or go to kfei.org and donate. If you write MSG, I'll make sure to send along a little 3-inch by 3-inch lino cut. Super cute, super rad. Especially for the coolest club of listeners out there, MSG Radio listeners. So, more after the break.
The way things are going right now, many experts are suggesting to stock up on things before they become too expensive or unavailable.
I'd like a truckload of avocados, please.
Because some things we just don't like to do without.
If I park the car on two wheels, I can get another one in the garage.
Like KFAI. KFAI is the only place that you'll hear that unique blend of music, news, and information that you look for on the radio dial.
Why is the record attached to my phone?
So, stock up on good radio by making a donation at kfai.org.
What do you mean you don't have any coffee?
You'll be glad you did.
Five films on one giant screen. OmniFest returns to the Science Museum of Minnesota from February 26th through April 5th, 2026. You can experience the spectacular destinations and historic moments on the Omni Theater's 90-foot domed screen with state-of-the-art sound. You can collect stamps in your OmniFest passport and earn prizes as you experience America's natural wonders.
Cool.
Are you recording everything?
Yeah, I'm recording everything.
And where are you gonna use this?
Shout out Lucas for their donation to KFAI. You can join Lucas in the very exclusive, cool KFAI cat club by heading over to kfai.org/donate or by giving us a call at 612-375-9030, 612-375-9030. Radioland. You're listening to MSG Radio, the sound of umami here on KFEI. Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode. Before we head out, we've got a very special guest, my favorite, everyone's favorite program director, Miguel Vargas.
And everything. Thank you so much, DJ Shrimp Chips. Yes.
Miguel, you've joined me on the radio waves in this hour because we're going to talk about what we're doing, this fundraiser that this spring fundraiser that we've entered. We're on day two.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're doing all right right now. I think we are over the $16,000 mark, which is not bad.
Yeah.
You know, like every membership drive, we go through the cycle of, okay, like, how are folks feeling out there? Like, how are our listener members feeling? You know, of course, there's no doubt in our minds that those that love KFAI will continue to support.
Yeah.
Because they have shown up, you know, up and out every drive for the past 48 years, you know? But, like, but it's all like a cycle where you do know, by the end of the cycle, we have met our goal. But it's always in the beginning. As things start to accumulate, you know, you start to wonder.
Yeah.
And no lie, like...
rough.
The news cycles have progressed, you know, quite a bit over the past few years. I mean, it's been ongoing, but this is definitely unprecedented. And so you're always wondering, like,
are we going to make it?
Is it affecting how people are feeling about giving, you know? So sometimes it can be a direct thing, such as, you know, you've lost your job, you've been laid off, or you've been detained, or it can be serious matters like that. Or sometimes it can just be, if you're not affected directly, sometimes it's just the weight of everything else, you know, the weight of the world going around you, what's going on your phone, what's happening to your community as well. And so while we're often wondering about these things, especially at the beginning of membership drives, one thing that does continue is our programmers have been meeting the moment at every opportunity, and definitely like in their own way. And so I appreciate like the varying of personalities and how they are meeting with listeners. I mean, you got some folks that are pretty much wild, and you got other folks that are finding other ways to be there and comfort the listener as well.
One thing that, like, I know you and I have talked about before is, like, tuning into Fresh Fruit when, like, Shimmer is on air, and just how, like, her voice just, like, glitters through the mic.
It's and beaming.
It's beaming. It always brings me, like, like, a sense of joy and, like, you know, she's a human like anyone else, and so she's going through her own things, and yet she always brings it. And I just, like, really appreciate that about her, about, like, so many of, like, the DJs and hosts on KFAI who are able to, like, get us through some really tough times, like, this year specifically, like, ice occupation. Yeah.
And so, no, I mean, we have almost 100 programs, so that's, like, a lot of personalities, and the way they have been coming to the mic, you know, and just consoling listeners through their own way, like in the moment.
Yeah. I mean, even Terrell calling himself like DJ Terrell Abolish Ice or something. Yeah,
I mean, whether if it makes you smile, whether if it makes you feel good, or whether it makes you feel like, you know what, I'm not alone and there's community out there. Like, and you got to give it up for community here in the Twin Cities.
They've been
showing up. They've been showing out.
Yep.
They've been inspiring. If you don't know what to do, you just look to the community and they will help you out. And in the radio world, I hope KFAI is kind of serving in that same capacity for folks that are wondering what's going to happen next, you know?
Yeah.
And so we know that we are competing with infinite amount of content feeds, whether if it's radio, social media, or anything like that, where you can get information on the things you're looking after, and sometimes it's all the same information.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that KFAI is showing up in its way to, you know, if we're not sharing the same information that you're finding everywhere else, it's something different, you know?
Yeah. I also, like, really appreciate radio not just radio, but then specifically radio made by fellow community members, because it feels like you are tuning into something collectively. You're not just like on your phone, like scrolling individually through your feed, just being fed like one like awful piece of news after another. Like you have somebody who's kind of like metaphorically holding your hand or sitting there with you like on the mic as you're listening, and I've really appreciated that. And I've appreciated like KFAI, like we can say things, like hosts have the ability on KFAI to like voice their opinion of like abolish ICE, whereas like if you tune in at some other radio stations, they may not have the leeway to actually be able to say something like that. And so it's like hear somebody else like on a public platform like say that, to me as somebody in community, even though I'm also on air like in the community, it feels like so supportive.
Well, I mean, and that's the other end of the stick, is like I think our programmers are doing a great job where they are finding ways to express themselves but without throwing us under the bus neither.
because
we are a non-commercial community radio station,
right?
And
yeah,
there are some things that we cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
And I commend like our programmers for finding ways to express themselves without
it's not saying
without
like
without taking us down or anything like that. And so that's just the community radio mind. And but you know, folks pick up on details and certain contexts out there.
Yeah.
Certain whistles that you may hear. I think our listeners are able to read into a lot that we offer and we share here.
Yeah.
So kudos to the KFAI listener, the supporter, the listener member.
Yeah.
Because
we got the best listeners in town.
They get it. So again, thank you to the listeners who have given. If you haven't given yet, you can give at KFAI.org. I think Mike's going to come in with the pledge.
Fingers crossed. As Miguel was saying, if you would like to contribute.
Yeah.
we got a donation. Thanks,
you know,
Mike.
You can give online at KFAI.org. You might have a phone answer for a few minutes, or I feel like 612-375-9030. If you want to talk to somebody, who do we got to thank there?
We have a Jennifer to thank. Shout out, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Jennifer's joined the cool KFAI Cat Club.
Hey, I love them cats.
Thanks so much again for tuning in. Miguel, thank you so much for stopping by. Up next, we've got our classic Right on Radio Hour. That's right. Yeah. Thanks so much. We'll be back next week, Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. And I'll have some like fun news hopefully by then. Also, Miguel knows what I'm talking about for like the following weeks after that. So.